going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I said for a while, unlike other people who just said a lot of stuff and then just kind of conveniently went to the one thing they said the one time.
Yeah, I mean, how do we know, Nick? Couldn't I just say today was a perfect day for me and I called everything right?
That is true. I can just do that for you. Like, Peterlin also said the things that I was saying. The trading down made sense and the Mason Graham was that dude. And now we all know he is that dude. He's the Cleveland Browns fifth pick, new defensive tackle to go through. All. There are many things about Mason Graham, what you might not know, what you need to know. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome in Michigan defensive line coach Lou Esposito. Coach, welcome to the show. I do want to start this with saying for the next 10 minutes, we're on the same team. Just for the next 10 minutes, so we can get back to all that other stuff, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? You're going to love the guy that you got. He is he's unbelievable. Unbelievable player, unbelievable family, unbelievable kid. And I think you guys are going to be really excited. And it's going to be one of those weird things. At one point, you were rooting against him, and now you're going to be rooting for him.
Real quick, can we just talk about that? Like, I watched you guys a fair amount this year. I certainly watched in a specific game that I have no interest in talking about other than Mason Graham's performance. This kid dominated in so many games, like the best player on your guys' team, arguably the best player or one of the best players in the Big Ten. Were you surprised at some of the reaction and some of the takes from the draft community that he might be a high floor player, but that they didn't see him maybe as a high ceiling player?
No, I think like when you see him outside of a football field on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday night, he's not the typical, like, super imposing guy. Like, he doesn't off the hoof. He doesn't look like he's 50 pounds. Unless you walk up on him, he doesn't look like he's 6'3 and a half, 6'4. So I get what they say, but, like, put the tape on. Like, and from his freshman year until last year, you know, when the lights came on, he's one of the best players I've ever coached. That when it came to game day, he was lights out. And it didn't matter what we were seeing, what type of scheme it was. By game day rolled around, he had it dissected. He was ready to go. He knew blocks before they happened. And he was able to play with leverage that was I've never seen it before.
Now, how do you think his game, you know, last night the Browns were very adamant that his game will not only translate, but he'll be a perfect fit for Jim Schwartz in a wide nine scheme. How do you think that'll work for Mason Graham?
Well, I think it's going to be good for him. I think he's going to have the opportunity to, you know, be able to get up the field and be isolated a lot. Like, our system is a little bit different than some guys. It's more of a build a run wall, pad back, where he's going to play in the system. Now it's going to be gap and attack, which is going to be good for him. Because when we did let him do that, he was really, really good at it.
So I'm glad you're talking about this because I got really frustrated last night. Obviously, some fans wanted Travis Hunter. Some fans didn't want to trade down. And then I think fans are concerned about the Browns' offense. But when I saw media members talking about this kid can't pass rush, I was pretty feisty about it last night. So the critics say Mason Graham is not a good pass rusher. What would you say to those critics?
I mean, I think he had one of the highest pass rush percentage grades in all PFF for inside D tackles this past season. He could pass rush it. Just because he doesn't have a bunch of sacks, that doesn't mean he's not a pass rusher. I mean, if you look at it in the NFL, like D tackles, very rarely do you have double-digit sacks. So I feel like that's part of it. Now, he also, we played him in a system where he also knew he was getting slid to and double teamed. So there's a bunch of different factors into it. I think the kid can pass rush. If you watch his pass rush clips and his ability to get after guys when he's singled up, which is what the defense is going to give him now, I think he's more than willing and more than able to pass rush. He's got a great first step. He has natural ability to use his hands. He gets on and off blocks. He plays on edges the entire time. I think that's his strength, whether it's the run game or the pass game. You watch him, he's always on an edge. And that's what's going to make him great. And that's what's going to make him really good in that system.
I think one thing that got Browns fans excited last night was finding out about his wrestling background. Now, you're working with him on a day-in, day-out basis. How does he use that wrestling background in just a different way than maybe most defensive linemen that don't have wrestling experience do?
Well, he understands leverage, right? So he uses guys' strength against them sometimes. He plays with such great pad level, and he's always looking up at his hands, right? So his hands are in great spot. His eyes are always below his hands, which makes him play with good pad level. And then what happens is when he feels pressure of the offensive lineman, he has an uncanny ability of using that man's strength against him. So what I'm saying is if the guy is pushing on him, he pulls him and gets on the edge. He's always staying on edges. He understands leverage, and I think that's something that he does better than anybody I've ever been around. And, you know, we just had a guy go a couple picks after him in Kenneth Grant, and they're two totally different guys. Like, Mason Graham plays with great leverage and understands pad level and uses his hands really, really well. So did KG, but KG's a different animal, and those guys are special. And I think the biggest thing with Mason's, what you don't see is Mason's football IQ is through the roof. Like, when we would go on Tuesday nights and talk about pass rush plans, he'd come back in at 10 o'clock at night and, hey, coach, what pass rush plan this week? He'd watch the film, come back the next morning and be like, hey, I really like this. I really like this. What about this? What about that? He always had ideas. And then the way he communicated in-game, like every series he walked up and he was like a coach with an iPad. Like, hey, this is what I felt, this is what I saw, this is what I heard, this is what would really good. What about this call? What about that call? So he's gonna be a savant when it comes to the football stuff too.
Lou Esposito on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Michigan's defensive line coach. So just the kid. Like, I mean, it sounds like a football smart kid, all this other great stuff, but like, who's Mason the kid? The person?
I think he's a regular 21-year-old guy, man. Like, I feel like that's the other thing that gets overlooked. Like, he's 20. He just turned 21 years old. Like, he's young. You know, I had the Fisk kid who's with the Rams, who was an all-rookie kid. When he was drafted, he was 25. Like, he's young. That's the other thing, like, off the hook, some of these guys that are talking about the ceiling and the floor, they don't understand he's 21 years old. Like, 3 years from now, he's physically going to look totally different. But as a kid, I mean, he likes music. He's a California kid. He likes hanging out with the guys. Loves, like, really, really enjoys music. And I think he's a football junkie. Like, he doesn't get caught up in a bunch of stuff. He'd sit and watch tape for 4 hours if you let him. And I think that's what makes him special. He comes from a great family. His family, they're from California, but they live in Hawaii now. So he's got a big family. He's got a couple brothers. Mom and dad, grandma, So I think the kid is a great kid, and he's a football junkie. And what you're also getting, you're getting one of the toughest kids I've ever met. Like, I mean, there was numerous times where he comes off the sideline in multiple games and his knee swelled up and it was as big as a basketball. I'm like, yo, you want me to go get the trainers? I'm like, coach, I can move it. I'm good. Let's play. You know what I mean? Like, and again, I'm like, hey, you were just in for 7 plays. You want to get back in? He goes, put me back in. You know, so I, again, there's the toughness and the willingness to do whatever it takes to win the game, play for the team, he's got it. He has all the intangibles that you want. And those elite size traits that people don't think he has. He's 315 pounds. So 6'3" and a half, 315. Like, he's a big kid. And he's going to get bigger. So, again, I think you guys got to steal. I think when it's all said and done, you'll look back and be like, man, we are so lucky we got this kid at 5.
We love to hear it. Love a lot of the background you gave us, Coach. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'd say best of luck, but I wouldn't mean it. Rivalry back on.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Again, you're gonna love the Graham and everything he does. Appreciate you guys.